around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it is great to be back with all of you today. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It's 10:06 to be precise. It is Saturday, July 18th, 2026. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, we have a real mix of everything and anything in the world of travel on tap over these next 120 minutes. First up today on the fastest 2 hours in travel, well, we have some new stations to welcome.
We do indeed. And, you know, I saw these contracts come across the desks this week, and I thought, here we go. We are blessed.
Yes, we are.
I thank our team. We are truly blessed with all the AM and FM stations that air this program across the USA. And these new additions we're about to share with all of you, they're going to push us to a new milestone of 630 radio stations affiliated with our national network. Wow. So a big hello and welcome to AM 1450 WMOH Radio. They are airing us live as I speak. They're in Hamilton, Ohio, which is the Cincinnati DMA or media market number 38. And this new station is also airing our Monday through Friday 60-second daily travel commentaries as well.
Yes,
so welcome.
We do have a six-day footprint out there for sure. I'm going to say thank you and hello to AM 910 and FM 104.3 WFJX Radio. Now, they're in Roanoke, Virginia. That's Media Market 70. At Roanoke's first choice for news, talk, and sports. They are also airing us live. Actually, Mary, in a few months, we're going to be rolling through Roanoke on our way down to Pigeon Forge for a big Let's Go America tour and live remote that's coming.
We may have to make a pit stop.
We may have to do that, meet everybody that's down there. So, you know, welcome to both new stations, 630 weekly affiliates. We love it. We love it. Yes. Right on cue, Bobby, as always. Thank you so much. Rudy, so we'll switch gears and we'll say, listen, it's been a smoky and kind of a weird sky week a good part of the time here in New York and most of the country. How's your Canadian wildfire smoke up there in Minnesota today?
Well, I think we got it first because, you know, Minnesota has been on fire as well up on the Canadian border and around the lake. So we got it first, and then the winds pushed it your way. But it's still here. It's supposed to be here this morning, and then again after midnight tonight. It's a little more sporadic now, but it was really bad for several days, and I think you're experiencing that now.
Well, you know,
we are. We got a little bit of a break yesterday, but it's back today with the winds.
You know, 2 weeks ago when we were broadcasting live from the Intrepid in for the America 250 and Sail Forth 250, which, by the way, thank you to everybody for all the comments you've sent in to us. We really appreciate that. We had such a great time doing that. It was such a special day. But right next to us was Fox weather guy, Adam Klotz. And today I saw him. He was talking about on TV that Washington, D.C., Detroit, and Cleveland, they're having really big issues. They're the big targets today. They're having problems. So, Bobby, all right, we're going to go a different direction. The scenes that we're seeing also on TV, you know, about all the flooding again in Texas, so unfortunate. Folks thought last year was a once-in-a-lifetime happening, but here we are again. What can you share for, I know you're north. I mean, this is down in the southwest part of the state, but they're in Dallas at the Network Center. What can you share what's going on?
Yeah, Dallas has been relatively untouched, DFW. I mean, obviously we've had some of the storms linger up here, but yeah, central, closer to South Texas, like some of that stuff has been really bad. They had a tornado in downtown San Antonio the other day, which is super rare for them. And then they also have had just this devastating flooding for, you know, 2 years in a row now. It's just been brutal.
Uvalde, 28
yeah,
inches of rain.
I was really sorry to see that. That's going on again two years in a row.
Now, that camp Mystic did not reopen this year, so that's unfortunate.
Yeah. But. All right. Well, before we move to the Travel News Roundtable, we do have new travel polls up there on the show website, right there on the homepage, rmworldtravel.com. First question, how do you pay for travel? You have several options. Second question, what do you book first when planning travel?
So go vote.
And again,
we'll go
options.
Over those next week, rmworldtravel.com. A programming note, by the way, that coming up in our next segment, we're going to somewhat break format today. There is an important happening going on in Washington, D.C., and we need your help in contacting your congressional reps or senators. We're going to give you the phone number to call the Capitol switchboard, so be ready for that. That's coming up in our B block. And listen, if everyone in this audience steps up and joins us to get this act passed, it's so important. The impact will be that we're going to have collectively is going to be incredible, and it's something that will benefit all of us for decades to come. So that's your tease. Be here. That's coming up in just a few minutes when we come back after this first break in the B block. So now for the Travel News Roundtable. I mean, Mary, do you want to start us off? I mean,
sure. So there is a big air show happening this week. It's been going on since 1948. It's the Farnborough International Air Show in England. It starts on Monday, the 20th, and it goes through the 24th. So since 1948, this show has debuted civilian and military aircraft to possible global customers. It's a big show. Both the Concorde debuted there. The Airbus A380 debuted there, along with many other military aircraft, including the Lockheed Martin F-35 Lightning II. Why am I bringing this up? Well, if electric passenger air taxis interest you, the British company Vertical Aerospace will be one step closer towards certification and commercial service this week. They are planning public demonstration flights of the electric vertical takeoff vehicles at this air show. The Velo, it's called, is designed to carry one pilot and 4 to 6 passengers with zero operating emissions. It will be quiet. It will be able to go 150 miles.
Okay.
It's basically an air taxi.
Listen,
so
I
my
this.
Question is, would you? It's expected. Listen, it's happening. It's coming to an airport
the
near
E-balls
you
for
in
you.
2029. Yeah.
Listen, you know, looks, I love helicopters.
I know.
Can't get you up,
and that's what it looks like because it takes off vertically.
Are you going?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you? You
oh,
are.
I would absolutely.
Rudy, would you? Have
I
you
would.
Seen it?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I have seen it. I mean, I've seen pictures of it. I haven't seen
but
it.
But it has wings.
I
feel like if something happened, I don't know, for some reason, I actually think
you
I would.
Glide down?
Yeah, I think I would. I saw the design. Okay. I think I would go
listen,
up in this.
You know what? We have it.
Anyway, listen, I've been up in helicopters. I'm just white knuckled when I go up.
Everything we say on the show is archived forever. So
yeah.
We have this now. So when it's time to go
yeah.
on the Evol.
All right. Yeah. Right? Well, okay.
Bobby, are you going on an Evol with Mary?
I'll give you one guess what my answer is.
Yeah, I wait, exactly.
Come on, Bobby.
No.
Okay. So American Airlines and Japan Airlines, they've got pre-orders in, and it's happening.
All right, let me just say, so on that note, by the way, a good news, the United States retains its standing in the world as the world's largest air passenger market. Our nation had nearly 891 million passengers last year. It was an increase of 1.6% year over year. By the way, that's from the International Air Transport Association. And Texas, well, they have too much water right now, we just talked about, right? But low water levels in Europe are canceling, and they're creating havoc for river cruises over there. You got major adjustments, cancellations going on, particularly on the Rhine and Danube. So be aware of that. Rudy, we got over a minute. What do you got?
Well, you know, the travel social world was all abuzz this week when it seemed that United Airlines had announced in their new planes they're going to have a special coach row with just 2 seats and
yes.
no middle seat, right?
It's kind of like first class in Europe.
That's interesting. And then I looked at it, and it was 1 row on the new planes, which is 4 seats, 2 on each side of the aisle. Well, it turns out it's false. United executive told me, I called and asked about it, and he said it was a misinterpretation of an internal memo. So it must have been something that were floating that wasn't for sure, but it's not.
That's interesting.
Happening.
I saw some photos of that, too. So fake news out there.
Imagine I saw it
that.
Yesterday,
yeah.
too.
Well, listen, today, by the way, Rudy, it's a preferred travel panel day on the show, and all things aviation will be our focus. So we'll get into our panel of that next hour, I guess. We'll do that for our F, G, and H blocks, as I like to say. All right, when we return, the Chief Travel Leader conversation will have us sharing a very important matter. We're going to need your help in this, folks. Listen up for that. RJ's here. He's coming up on the open road. We've got the destination spotlight ahead. Plus, Disney and the Museum Gallery will be in our J block. That's towards the end of hour two. We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
What if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections? Well, a group of doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are excellent. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings. So let's get you started with 20% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, for 20% off. That's code CARY for 20% off at TakeLean.com. Or you can find that link by going to rmworldtravel.com and looking under sponsors.
In the U.S., there's a break-in every 26 seconds. Most security systems only alert you after a break-in has already started. That's too late. SimplySafe.com/carry is where you can go to see all the features and get 50% off. Using the Outdoor Camera Series 2 and advanced AI alerts, their U.S.-based live agents will identify threats on your property and help deter them, stopping crime before it starts. Plus, there are no long-term contracts. Save 50% off your new system at SimplySafe.com/carry. /carry or rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Folks, there is so much we could say about Regent Seven Seas Cruises. We want you to go experience the unrivaled. For 35 years, nobody does it better. We're talking about spaciously intimate, all suite, all balcony ships. On average, about 700 guests per ship. There's nearly one dedicated crew member per guest. You're going to have exquisite fine dining, wines, and spirits sailing all over the world with over 3,400 included excursions. One all-inclusive fare. Book your travels today at rssc.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
With summer in full swing, Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics have become my go-to earbuds. And right now, you can grab them for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics are packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and a comfortable ergonomic design so they actually stay put. Great option for everyday listening. Get them in your favorite color. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off. That's 20% off. Or you can head to RM World Travel and just look under sponsors for that link.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
We're back and ready to go for a different type of Chief Travel Leader conversation. Before it happens across these national airwaves, this portion of the program will be sponsored by Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
13 weeks from today, Robert and I will be on Malta in the southern Mediterranean, and we're going to have a number of show fans there with us as we get ready for a 12-day cruise together. There are just two cabin suites left for you to also join us on this spectacular trip. It's happening because of our partnership with Regent Seven Seas. So if you're looking to put an exclamation point on your 2026 travels with a trip you're going to remember forever, call Megan Garfield at Regent today and book this special 12-day cruise this October aboard Seven Seas Grandeur from Malta to Athens. They're going to also take us to Sicily, Lower Italy, Croatia, Montenegro, Turkey, and other ports in Greece as well.
You know, so many of the places we're going, they're bucket list, folks. The Regent team will deliver some of the best fun and entertainment you'll find in the cruise sector of travel. Nobody does it better. Plus, you've got great food at around 10 different restaurants, all mixed with such an array of culture. Go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com. You'll see the banner for the 2026 cruise right on the homepage. It includes the number for Megan. Make your reservation and come join us.
All right. Due to the size and reach of this nationally syndicated program, we really feel compelled to once again address an important matter that needs your help. And since we know you love radio, since you're tuned in with us today, making your voice heard is something that we're going to ask from all of you listening. To briefly share a little background, this week in Washington, D.C., state and local broadcasters met to press Congress on the AM Radio in Every Vehicle Act. Joining us now on the show hotline to share more is the CEO of the National Association of Broadcasters, Curtis Leggett.
Curtis, nice to have you aboard with us today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much. All right, as this program transmits via satellite right now to our 630 weekly AM and FM radio stations, we're purposely breaking format a bit today because this is such an important issue to us. And we really want all of our 1.3 million listeners out there to speak up and contact their representatives in Washington, D.C. So we've discussed the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act a few times on the show previously. Today, we invited you to be here with us. It was a big week in Washington, D.C. with broadcasters and others pressing Congress to act on this important legislation. I'll also add, we're delighted to see now that President Trump has gotten behind it as well, because with his support, that should hopefully get it across the finish line as well. So give everyone tuned in across the USA an update on where things stand and why passing the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act is so important to our nation.
Well, it's been a great week, as you said, here in Washington on this issue. This is a bill that ensures that every automobile maintains access to AM radio and makes that radio easily accessible on the dashboard. The bill has more than 300 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives, firmly bipartisan, and more than 60 co-sponsors in the U.S. Senate, so a filibuster-proof majority. It's already moved nearly unanimously out of both Commerce Committees in the House and the Senate. And so right now it's awaiting floor time and a vote to get it to the president's desk. So this week was so important, though, that you look at everything that's going on in Washington, all of the distractions, and the dwindling number of legislative days before the midterm election. And there's just a lengthy to-do list needed to ensure that this was not going to be a bill that fell through the cracks. So we had broadcasters from more than 30 states this week, as well as their community partners, fire chiefs, the AARP, the National Urban League, consumer groups, up on Capitol Hill saying to all of those supporters, the members who have already said they are behind this bill, that this needs to stay top of mind and that we need to get it over the finish line. So we feel like we made some really important progress this week.
That's great, Curtis. So I want to go back to something you just said. You mentioned fire chiefs among the representatives. Let's talk a little bit about why AM radio in cars is so important for emergency readiness, national security. I'm thinking about a lot of people traveling all over America this summer, visiting national parks. They're on remote highway corridors. Cellular networks frequently fail or they're not available. Talk a little bit more about how broadcast radio and the emergency alert system with AM radio is evolving and how important it really is.
Yeah, well, there's two elements to this. The first is the element that you touched on, which is, you know, unfortunately, these weather disasters are becoming more and more frequent. And we need to ensure that when those other forms of communication fail, cell networks go down, that listeners have something that they can tune into that is durable, that stays on the air in those times of emergency. And AM radio is that. It has reach. The radio is also essential to those emergency alerts that you get. Whether you're receiving that alert, frankly, through an AM station, an FM station, or a broadcast television station, the daisy chain that the transmission goes through that starts with FEMA actually funnels through 70 or so AM stations positioned across the country that are designed to stay on the air even in the worst disasters. But then there's the second point here, which is that what radio does, no one else in media is doing, which it is free and local. So you've got endless amounts of media choices. Your listeners know this. If you are looking to get your national news, if you are looking to be entertained, but when it comes to locally focused information, especially in those times of emergency, that's where radio, and particularly AM radio, really thrives with some significant reach. We feel this is a lifeline in times of disaster. It's why there's so much bipartisan interest in this bill. Mm-hmm. You know, in a time where we're so divided, this bill doesn't skew Republican or Democrat. It skews local.
Well, it's common sense.
I think we're going to get it over the finish line.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, because there's a little bit of a misnomer I've seen out there. So it is the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, but the elements in the bill will also protect and ensure all listeners, whether it's AM or FM. I just want to make sure that everyone understands that because that's important. And that's why really we want everyone in this audience to contact their representatives in Congress and tell them you expect them to vote yes to get this enacted. But since we have you here with us today, Curtis, you know, I also want to follow up on something else that has your attention. I know you recently testified before a House Judiciary Subcommittee regarding the Sports Broadcasting Act. This is another maddening situation we all deal with and really shouldn't have to, because when sports fans are traveling, staying in hotels or wherever they may be, you know, we face this confusing mess of games. You know, it's fragmented across multiple paid streaming services or apps. How's the NAB fighting to keep premier sports and events available free, you know, over the air?
Well, you highlighted the issue, which is that consumers are extremely frustrated that it feels like every month there's a new streaming service that you've got to sign up for just to follow your favorite team. And that's even a concern when you're traveling. And we dealt with that frustration. I'm a frequent traveler in my job, visiting broadcasters across the country. And then there's nothing more frustrating than, you know, feeling like you can't get access to a streaming service that you've already paid for. You've got to authenticate. Consumers are benefited when premier sporting events are available through broadcast, both for its simplicity and the fact that when you're at home, it's available free over the air. So we are reminding policymakers of the consumer value of keeping premier sports on broadcast. You know, the NFL, we know, is already flirting. They've put their Thursday night games on Amazon.
Right.
They've got some of the holiday games on Netflix, the Sunday tickets available through YouTube. Consumers are frustrated by that.
Well, listen.
And so we're highlighting that for policymakers. And as it relates to my testimony, you know, the hearing that the Judiciary Committee did was very focused, and you alluded to it, on this now 60-year-old law, the Sports Broadcasting Act, that was to enable the professional sports leagues to pool their teams' rights and to sell them for distribution on broadcast. And the public access bargain there was the leagues get the ability to pool rights, the public gets the ability to access those games through free over-the-air broadcast.
Curtis, it is
not a law designed for streaming services.
No, it is so maddening. And again, there's kind of a running joke in our house about that because I can never find my Yankee games when I want to watch them. But listen, I want to give folks, the number to call the Capital Switchboard, 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121. You simply alert the receptionist to, who your congressman or woman is, or your senators, whoever they are, and they'll connect you straight to their office. Call them the AM radio for every vehicle act you want passed. Final thoughts. We've got about 30 seconds.
Can I also add there that we have a website, dependonam.com, where you can access all that information, ability to email your local member of Congress, et cetera. So we make it very easy there as well.
Well, Curtis, I like that. So dependonam.com, that's the other option you can do. 20 seconds, final thoughts from you.
Well, I'm just grateful for your audience here. I think this is testament to the enduring power of radio, particularly AM radio. Your footprint across the country, every one of your listeners can access your programming free over the air, and we're fighting to ensure that that remains the case.
Curtis, very nice connecting with you today here on the program. We'll certainly help move the needle as much as we can for you. Let's talk again soon, okay? Thank you.
Sounds great.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, there you go, folks. Again, dependonam.com or 202-224-3121. It is time for us right now to send you down to Dallas with Bobby as he takes you through this bottom of the hour break. When we return, Rudy's going to take a look at payment apps. RJ's coming in 10 minutes as he takes you on the Lincoln Highway for the open road. Then we're off to New Hampshire for today's Destination Spotlight. 80% of the best weekend show in America is still to come.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs, plus you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
The big summer sale is extended at helixsleep.com/carry. A good night's rest sets you up for the entire day. If your spine needs extra TLC, or if you want to invest in a cooling mattress for those hot summer nights, then you need a Helix mattress. Plus, they let you try one for 120 nights risk-free. So take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress today. Right now, you'll also save 27% site-wide plus free shipping. Head to helixsleep.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation. A celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, when it comes to a supplement, there are two things that matter most. You want it to work, and you want to trust it. Both are absolutely essential. And that's what you get with Relief Factor. We've been taking and promoting this terrific product for more than a decade now, and we do it because we want to help get you out of pain drug-free. Plain and simple, Relief Factor works. We hear regularly from listeners whose lives have changed. For example, Doug, who listens in Jacksonville, Florida, shares that he's taken Relief Factor for nearly a year now and recently convinced his wife, Janet, who's a special needs teacher, to try it. She had been using assistance just to move through long hallways at her school, and now she's back on her feet every day and never had to leave the job she loves. Being able to move freely, and again without pain, is something we hear about a lot. Relief Factor gives you back your life and what you love. You may have heard Dr. Jerry Mixon on the program with Robert and Mary. After returning from combat duty in Vietnam as a wounded vet, Jerry decided to become a doctor to help and heal others. He went on to create Relief Factor, originally just to help his patients with pain and to do it drug-free. When he saw how well it worked, he decided to make it available to everyone, and Relief Factor has been a great partner with us in this program. In celebration of America's 250th, you can now try a 3-week quick start of Relief Factor for just $17.76. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4, that's the number 4, 800-4-RELIEF, or go to ReliefFactor.com, or third option, find a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, living in America, some of us have come to rely on cash apps like Venmo and PayPal, or even the cash app called Cash App. as a quick and easy way to make or receive payments. But my next guest cautions that if you're traveling abroad, some of these apps may not work just when you need them the most. Eve Chen is a senior travel reporter at USA Today, and she recently wrote a story about that for USA Today. Eve, welcome to the show. I gather from your article that not all cash apps are the same when it comes to transferring funds internationally, correct?
You know, it really depends on app you're trying to use and where you're trying to use it.
I read your article, you basically have to figure out which app you use and just remember that, because they all are very different. Let's start with the one called Cash App, which I don't know anything about. Tell me about Cash App.
Sure. Cash App is actually a very popular app that people use, but it can only be used in the U.S. and U.K. So if you're trying to make transactions abroad, you're not going to be able to use the app. This is something the State Department, without naming any particular apps, but has warned about, saying that, you know, consulate partners have seen Americans traveling and come into, you know, hiccups when they haven't been able to use the apps they're used to using every day, just like you mentioned. And so it's really important to check which app you're planning to use and have a backup plan. Cash App, like I said, is only available in the U.S. and the U.K., but they do have a card. It's a Visa debit card, which can be used in many different countries. And so there is a few exceptions, like Cuba and Sudan, but you can use a debit card like another debit card. There is a 3% international use fee unless you qualify for certain things, but that is one option. Folks who like to use that app, they have to use the physical card of it if they're traveling in most places abroad.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of places the Cash App card can't be used. You also include Iran, North Korea, and Russia, so all the bad guys, right?
A lot of places that the State Department has warned travelers against visiting anyways. And so, in most cases, there are other concerns in addition to which apps you can use.
And you can use Cash App card at ATMs as well for a $2.50 fee, you write, which is not a great deal necessarily. But if you need it, you need it, you know? All right. PayPal.
Yeah, I mean, with any card you use.
Yeah. You're going to pay something to somebody, right?
Just always check. That's a good tip.
Yeah. Now, I didn't know PayPal and Venmo were owned by the same company until I read your piece.
Yeah, they have a great partnership. So PayPal is used in over 200 countries, and Venmo users and PayPal users can send money between the different platforms. And so you can, if you use Venmo regularly or PayPal abroad, you can use those even when you're traveling. There are about 200 countries where it can be used. There are, again, some exceptions where it's not possible, but you can use them. Just be aware that there may be international fees, and those will be posted online, so you can check what the fees are before you use it. There's also currency conversion rates that will be posted online, so these are all things to consider before you use them for your transactions.
Yeah, and PayPal, you say in your article, while it can be used to send money in more than 110 countries, there is a 5% fee for international personal transactions capped at, $5, basically. That's actually higher than some fees. So it's something to keep in mind. You don't want to be doing it twice a day, for 3 weeks. And also, are you saying if I have a PayPal account, but I don't have a Venmo one, I can still use Venmo while I'm overseas?
You should be able to send to someone with Venmo from your PayPal account and vice versa. So that's kind of what it's saying. So, of course, PayPal to PayPal and Venmo, but in cases which, the app might be not accepted or used in the other country, you can use the app that you have to send or receive money through the other app.
Okay. Generally speaking, I use a credit card everywhere I go in Europe, and I hardly ever use cash anymore. Do you find that to be true as well?
A lot of people don't use cash anymore, but I still advise travelers to carry some cash, whether it's the local currency or U.S. dollars that you can convert in, an emergency. But yes, other than maybe a gratuities or things here and there, you may not use that much cash depending upon your destination. If you're going to a place like Japan, you might use a lot of cash, actually. But depending upon the destination, you may use very little cash. It doesn't hurt to have some just in case.
I couldn't agree more. I do use cash for particularly for housekeeping tips, that sort of thing. And it doesn't hurt at all. But I'm hard-pressed to spend $100 in cash if I spend 2 weeks in a country like France. Eve Chen is a senior travel reporter at USA Today. Eve, thank you for filling us in. I didn't know all this, and I do now. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone. In the U.S., there's a break-in every 26 seconds. Most security systems only alert you after a break-in has already started. That's too late. SimplySafe.com/carry is where you can go to see all the features and get 50% off. Using the Outdoor Camera Series 2 and advanced AI alerts, their U.S.-based live agents will identify threats on your property and help deter them, stopping crime before it starts. Plus, there are no long-term contracts. Save 50% off your new system at SimplySafe.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This October 20th, Mary and I will be in Malta in the Southern Mediterranean, and we're going to have a number of show fans there with us as we get ready for a 12-day cruise together. There are just two cabin suites left at this point for you to book this spectacular trip. It's happening because of our partnership with Regent Seven Seas. So if you're looking to put an exclamation point on your 2026 travels with a trip that you'll remember forever, call Megan Garfield at Regent today. Book this special 12-day cruise. Again, it's this October. It's aboard Seven Seas Grandeur from Malta to Athens. We're also going to Sicily, Lower Italy, Croatia, Montenegro, Turkey, and a number of other ports in Greece as well. So many of the places that we're going, their bucket list. The Regent team will deliver some of the best fun and entertainment you'll find in the cruise sector of travel, plus great food at around 10 different restaurants, all mixed with such an array of culture. Go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com. You'll see the banner for the 2026 cruise atop the homepage. It includes the phone number for Megan as well. Make your reservation and come travel with us this October 20th through November 1st in the Southern Med.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm RJ Carey. This is The Open Road here on RM World Travel, and we have quite an interesting guest interview today for you all. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, whether you're at the beach, hiking in the hills, or relaxing by the pool this summer, a great way to enjoy time outdoors is using Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic as a go-to for daily listening. They're packed with many upgrades, including active noise cancellation and a super comfortable, ergonomic design that stays put in your ear no matter what you're doing. And we appreciate, most of all, that Raycon delivers the same premium audio quality as the big brands, but at half the price. And they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. So go to buyraycon.com/carry to save 20% or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, getting back to this segment, on a travel show, you know, we spend a lot of time thinking about how Americans get from point A to point B. We talk about this all the time, right? But before the interstates, before GPS, before budget airlines, crossing this country by road was a different proposition. You might have to talk to Meriwether Lewis and Clark about that. And the story of how America first connected itself coast to coast by highway is, I think, one of the great chapters in American travel history. And it's a little bit more recent than you might think. My guest is one of the most foremost authorities on that story. Kay Shelton Kozak is a past president of the Lincoln Highway Association. Kay, welcome to The Open Road.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So just to set the table, okay, what exactly is the Lincoln Highway, and why should our listeners care about it?
So Lincoln Highway, it was the first improved road coast to coast, and it predates pretty much every other road that has a number. because the numbering system didn't start until the 20s. So the Lincoln Highway was envisioned by a man named Carl Fisher, and he was originally a bicycle salesman, and then he switched to automobiles, and eventually owned a business where they were making gas headlights.
And what year was this again? This would have been, you know, pre-World War One, right?
Pre-World War One, yes. Okay. So he was also one of the first owners of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Oh, wow.
And Carl Fisher envisioned a road that went from the East Coast to the West Coast, specifically New York City to San Francisco. And in 1912, he had that idea. And by 1913, there were a group of his colleagues and his friends and other interested parties in the automobile industry. And they set out in 1913 to try and find a route from New York City to San Francisco. And they continuously worked to improve this road, either by connecting better segments of the road, smoothing out dangerous sharp turns, or raising private money to pave or brick or in many ways improve. Even gravel is an improvement over just a plain old muddy road.
Right. And I know there was an effort by the Army as well at the time to really go out and survey and improve the road. And if I'm not mistaken, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about this, there was a certain future president who was along for that ride.
Sure. In 1919, after the Great War, later to become the World War One, the Army wanted to make sure that the Army would be ready to move troops across the country, that the Army vehicles would be ready to travel long distance, and that the American roads would be sturdy enough to hold very heavy Army trucks. It's one thing to take a Model T down a muddy road.
Right.
Imagine a very heavy Army vehicle carrying equipment and soldiers.
Not going to make the cut.
Much more heavy.
Yeah, and I believe the member, of course, he was an officer at the time, that would have been the future general and later President Eisenhower, who was a surveyor.
Correct.
For that.
So on this convoy, one of the participants, that was Lieutenant Colonel Dwight Eisenhower. And later, Eisenhower helped establish the interstate system.
Okay, look, this has been a wonderful conversation. I think for a lot of our listeners, this is the road they've driven alongside or across without ever even really knowing the story behind it. So I'm glad we could change that today. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time.
Sure.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, there you have it. I learned something new this weekend because, you know, everybody hears about Route 66. That's sort of the pop culture highway destination here in the U.S. But you know, if you actually want to drive from coast to coast, New York City to San Francisco, on a route that's been around for over 100 years, the Lincoln Highway is the way to do it. If you want to learn more, go to Lincoln Highway, ASSOC, Shortened Association. That's Lincoln Highway, ASSOC.org. Plenty more to learn there. But that is all for this week. Don't go anywhere. It's up next, we're going to New Hampshire for this week's Destination Spotlight. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
You know, RJ was just sharing with us between the break there that he has still so much he wanted to get to on the Lincoln Highway. That website to plan your own trip again there, it is Lincoln Highway, ASSOC, short for association.org. And if you document your trip with them, they'll send you a special pin and a certificate of achievement. So that's a lot of fun. From cross-country travel to now the Granite State, we're headed up to America's number ninth state that joined the Union back in 1788. But first, we're sponsored by Colette.
There's a kind of traveler who's driven by curiosity, and Colette crafts trips for those seeking to uncover the true soul of a destination. For example, their expertly guided Asia tours. They're going to let you explore Japan, South Korea, or Vietnam with over 100 years of travel experience leading the way.
This means your curiosity is free to wander while they take care of the timing, transportation, and every other detail in between. Follow your curiosity, folks. Leave the rest to Colette. Join us. Visit GoColette.com. You can also check in with your travel advisor as well. You'll find more information and show specials at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Now for the 167th Destination Spotlight in this popular segment of the show, Michelle Cruz, the Director of Travel and Tourism for New Hampshire, joins the show.
Good morning, Michelle. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, love having you here today with us. Appreciate it. So, Michelle, listen, we're just coming off, we know, the big America 250 celebrations on July 4th. Last segment, RJ was talking about the Lincoln Highway that takes folks coast to coast. But something that's also historical and well worth a visit to New Hampshire, we say, it's the unique Mount Washington Cog Railway and the nearly 8-mile Mount Washington Auto Road. I know you spent 11 years of your career at Mount Washington. So share with folks how special a destination this is to come experience in your state.
Oh, I got to tell you, Mount Washington stole my heart. It's the reason why I'm here in the state of New Hampshire. And if you know, when you think about Mount Washington, this is a mountain that's just 6,288 feet above sea level. So on a global scale, it's not really that big. However, in the northeastern United States, it's the highest peak, and it gets some of the worst weather in the entire world, where people who are climbing Everest will do their climbing in the winter on Mount Washington with guides to do their practice or their training. I mean, it's just incredible. And it's, you know, we see this mountain in the summer season because it's only open to the public with the attractions, the Cog Railway and the Auto Road from, you know, your mid-May to mid-October, weather depending, to see the amount of people that come to just experience it is phenomenal. And of course, there's your hiking. You're hiking that's year-round, and we always, you know, recommend if it's your first time, hire a guide.
Yep.
You want to have fun, and you want to do it right.
We agree with that.
So we're always, you know, it's kind of one of the things that we work on is wildly responsible. You know, we want people to come here and have fun in the great outdoors of New Hampshire, but we also want people to, you know, experience it in a responsible way and come back and do it again.
Absolutely. I do want to shout out Storyland, which is located near the east side of the White Mountain National Forest. It goes back to the mid-50s. That's a great theme park for wholesome entertainment.
Yeah.
But Michelle, I want to go this direction with you. I also want to throw out New Hampshire is a state that has no statewide sales tax, but here's where I want to go. I know we're talking to you on Saturday, July 18th in the middle of the summer, but you know, in 2 months, fall will be here, and I know how gorgeous all the state parks and the mountains are in New Hampshire. It's a beautiful state to experience fall foliage. Do you think people should be thinking about making reservations for that now? And what do you enjoy
Absolutely.
About fall in New Hampshire?
Always make your plans as soon as you know that it's something you want to do. And I will say this, in the fall, while our summer is such a busy season because, you know, school's out, it's time for vacations, there's so much activity going on and things to do here. Fall, it's just as busy because the colors that are just so beautiful and the scenic highways and the, you know, the routes that you can go on or the outdoor recreation to just be able to capture the beauty of it all. But it's something where people book their reservations and they book fast. So I would say if it's something you're looking to do, book your reservations now, especially for any activities. It's a lot of the activities that we have up here, it's our White Mounds attractions. They're always by reservation. So you always want to look at, you know, what can we do to make everything streamlined before coming here?
Well, I agree with that.
Make sure
no question.
You have your reservation.
So, you know, when you think about Norway, Sweden, and Finland, each of those countries is distinctly different. If people haven't been there, they probably would have trouble explaining the difference. And I think sometimes Vermont and New Hampshire falls into that. Mary and I have, you know, found a strong Boston and Massachusetts connection in New Hampshire, especially around the state capital of Concord or a little further south of Manchester. But, you know, you head up to Plymouth or Lincoln or Bethlehem or Pittsburgh, very different state. What do you say helps distinguish the Granite State from our other 49?
Oh, I'm going to do the best I can right now, but this state, there's so much to do, but, you know, geographically, a small state, but there's so much variety. And I think when you're coming here, again, the White Mountains, having the highest peak in the Northeast, it's so distinct. It's something that no other state has. And the other part about New Hampshire, which I think is so cool, is that we have also 18 miles of a coastline. So you could go to Hampton Beach and have a, you know, a beach day, and the same day you could drive north and you could still be in the White Mountains.
Yeah.
the amount of diversity here in this state is what makes it so unique.
And Portsmouth, that's a great area as well. So anything still going on for the America 250? I just need about a 10-second answer on that.
I know there are events still happening in the state of New Hampshire. Those that are focusing on any 250th events, that could be seen on our website when you go to visitnh.gov.
Okay. Okay.
And I know we'll have stuff listed there.
All right. Well, we'll do that. Well, listen, very nice connecting with you today, Michelle. Thank you very much for your time. We hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you, Michelle. Take care.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. The website, by the way, to plan your travels to New Hampshire, visit nh.gov, like Michelle said. Another 60 minutes of the show is coming your way in just a few minutes. We're going to kick it off with the preferred travel panel. That's how we'll start. We'll roll through the F, G, and H blocks, plus Walt Disney and the Museum Gallery also ahead. Keep those radios locked in. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.